Oh, I don't know what's happened to the news. It's gone into some sort of... Well, that is. That's not the news. The news has disappeared there, so we can't have any headline news, so I'll just turn that down. I'll have to go and reset everything and get the news back. It's disappeared. It's vanished. I don't know what news it was going to be. Hopefully it was going to be a massive headline that we just missed. I will check. Let me have a little check and see. I wonder if it's a crash because of Pacific News that's come through. Let's have a quick look and see if I can see anything. No. I'll just have a look. It's normally the way you can find out is go and have a look on Twitter and see what's happening, because most of it is, I don't know. I love Twitter. I really love Twitter. Now, yesterday, I also got another jingle. You remember I was asking for jingles for the show? You can get involved if you want to. So send me something through on email, or you can send me something through on Messenger, and I can get that played out for you. And you can do like a sung jingle with no music in the background. Maybe you want to put a little bit of music in the background, or you know, just a few words. I'm just looking for some. I do love Mrs. G. Mrs. G. And Anver did a really good job by doing their the jingles. I thought they were really good. So I'm just going to look for Mrs. G's jingle from yesterday. I think this might be it. Let's have a little look. Oh, no, that's Anver's again. Here we go.
Right, you bunch, got a feeling, got a hunch, gonna beat you to the punch as you sit down to munch. A snack before lunch, you can listen and crunch. Ooh, to yeah. Michelle Watts, eat my brunch.
Michelle, not Michelle, Michelle.
Phoenix FM. Local radio.
He didn't say local radio for local people with a Yorkshire accent. So that was his. This is Mrs. G's.
Every day on the radio, eat my brunch. With the lovely Michelle Ward, eat my brunch. You better believe it. Eat my brunch.
There you go. She's available for gigs, weddings, funerals, and you can book her through me. She's about £500. That's the big. So if you wanted to do a little jingle for the show, if you're listening, Martin, you're in the car, you can do a little voice note on the Messenger or onto WhatsApp, and I can play it out. As long as it's not obscene, that's fine. I do check them before I play them on air. I'm not a fool, you know. I do check your messages. I think I made a mistake one time when I was reading some answers out to the question of the day. And I nearly said something that they'd put, because sometimes your brain skips over it, and I nearly got caught out, but luckily for me, no. I asked the question today, but I don't think anyone's seen it, about ghosts. Have you ever seen a ghost, or do you believe in ghosts? Have you ever got that feeling, or do you think it's a load of rubbish? My mum, actually, I'll tell you what, my mum, her brother died, and... she actually saw him. My mum said, I saw him in the hall. He was there in the hallway and I saw him and then he went. See, I think for me, I mean, I'd love to get some ghost hunters and stuff on the show. I think you get, I don't know whether we're energy, aren't we? So I think we leave sort of energy, we go to energy when we leave this, you know, our bodies, we go. But we're energy, so maybe we imprint into certain things, and that's what people pick up. I don't know. But I've had loads of psychic experiences. Yeah, probably. Yeah, I have had quite a lot of stuff like that, so I'm quite open-minded, and it doesn't scare me. I see quite a few things. When I looked it up, it wasn't good, as in not good to actually, you know, I see, sometimes I see shapes. I mean, the other night I was in bed, and... Something was in front of my eyes, and I went, oh, like that. And it's a shape normally, and it went off through the ceiling. I'm awake. I'm not asleep. That's the thing. So I do see sometimes, some weird stuff. But I don't know. I think I might have seen a person once, but I wasn't really scared by it. And my dad used to see people all the time. When he came to visit me, when I was living over in Dublin, the place I was staying at was a hospital. It had been converted into flats and a business centre, which I ended up running. It was massive, multi-million pound development, I think, you know. And it didn't go bankrupt because I was there. And it didn't go bankrupt at all, actually. I'm just saying that. In my flat that I was in, or full apartment as we called them, because they're meant to be a bit more upmarket than a flat, an apartment, my dad fell asleep on the sofa, and when he woke up he said I've just seen half a man in here. I said, sorry? And he went, no, he said he was lower, like his head, he said, and his shoulders were out. He said, so these floors have been changed. I went, Dad? He went, no. He said, it's, I said, well, it's a hospital. It used to be a hospital building. And they had the morgue. And I tell you one thing, the morgue was near where the, because they had like a laundry downstairs and there was a gym. Whenever I went, now they didn't tell anyone on the plans. I did ask them because I went, obviously working for the developer. And round that kind of car park area was where the morgue was in the hospital. But there was a real, I tell you what, every time I went down to that gym, it was very rare, obviously. All down to, I managed to get my own washing machine upstairs anyway, but I did do the laundry when I first got there. I used to go and use it, and it was really creepy. It was all modern and lovely, but there was something really creepy about it. But then, there again, as I was saying to Scott Ross, I lived opposite the Undertaker's. So I got this amazing apartment, opened up the window, went, oh, this is, and then was like, oh my God. And I could see right into the Undertaker's at the back. They were always coming in with bodies, always whistling and quite happy and chirpy. And I suppose you have to be if you do a job like that. But nobody would have seen them public facing because I was facing the opposite, you know, not the the side that where bodies actually come in. Yeah, I thought I'd just mention that. I just mentioned that as we didn't get the news. That's my news. There we go. Should we play some more music? Oh, let's go back to the 80s. A bit like my outfit and my hair today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to do this one when I used to do gigs, you know. I still do gigs occasionally, but, yeah, when I used to do regular gigs. I waited all so long. That's how I used to go. Waited all so long. Trying to do a bit of a soul voice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've waited. Here she goes, here she goes, here she goes, here she goes.
I've waited oh so long.
Woo woo.
For you to come to me.
That was me.
What did I do wrong? It's all a mystery to me. Baby, I feel it too. What am I supposed to do? Maybe I just changed. Or could I be wrong for you?
This is Bob Marley and the Wailers jamming. This is the Fisher rework.
Well, all right, we're jamming. I wanna jump with you. We're jamming. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
One kiss, you're not able to move from a venomous lips in a poison perfume. Yeah, you started swaying so sexy and looking at me, and it got me caught in a mind control. This place is prison, I'm chained up, I give up, and I'm out of mercy. She wouldn't let me go.
That is McFly with Party Girl. Now, talking to Party Girls, I know that Nancy's listening out there. She sent me a message. This just shows me how my brain works. She said to me, I'm going this evening to see The Who and Squeeze at the Albert Hall. And do you know what I thought she meant? I thought she meant like a local hall. I said, is it the real bands? Because to me, I thought she meant like a little hall round the corner. You know, where you have your family parties. And I thought, oh, like a little tribute. She's like, how many, you know, Royal Albert Hall are there? And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, you mean the Royal Albert Hall? Oh, posh. I like Squeeze, actually. I'm going to play a track by them called Tempted next. I really like Squeeze. And obviously the Who, if I get my words out, or, you know, it's classic, isn't it? Absolute classic. Still doing brilliantly, you know. And look at the point of them, they still go out and do their stuff, Rolling Stones, and yet they really go for Madonna. Because she's a woman. Maybe because they don't think Madonna, you know, she's not on stage playing drums, blah, blah. But imagine all the hits Madonna's had. Why shouldn't she? She's only 65. Why shouldn't she be going out and doing gigs? Everybody that's been to the gigs more or less has loved it. But it is it's a woman in the industry. You don't have a go about the guys. And maybe you're saying, well, the other ones are like rock bands. But look at all the hits Madonna's had. She's number one selling artist probably of all time, or one of them. I don't know, Beyonce or Whitney Houston might have overtaken her. But she, I mean, she's just, you know, carried on and carried on. I think she's brilliant. Oh, I've got a nice cup. I've got used to the coffee in the kitchen now, because, as I said, it's a well-known brand, but it's a bit bitter. But I'm getting used to it. There's hardly any of it left. I can't be not. If I come in this studio during the week and there's no coffee, that'd be it. I'd go mad. I couldn't cope. I have to have a coffee. I'm on my second coffee. Yesterday I only had one coffee and I felt like I'd missed out. What I do, like, I have one coffee at 10, one at 11, and then I don't worry. Now, today's Tuesday Club. I mentioned it earlier, and I know you all went, Michelle, what's Tuesday Club? Well, it started probably about 11 years ago, and it's myself, Bob, Scott, and Tony, and we meet up every now and then. It used to be every Tuesday. Now it's probably about once every couple of months, and then we just sit and we talk and we have a laugh. And it's I'm really looking forward to it today. So nobody better be in a down mood today, because I want laughter. And that's what I like, a little bit of laughter. Scott Ross will join us about 3 o'clock, and then he'll stay for about 10 minutes, then we'll go home. I'm kidding. we don't go that quick. Now, I've got my Essex Life magazine. Very kindly, I got a subscription. So I'm going to have a little look through this. Oh, what's this about this Mother's Day? Oh, they've got some Mother's Day poems in here. Oh, let's have a look. I won't read any out because Mother's Day's gone, isn't it? Do you know who I quite like at the moment? And she's from Essex. I really like Stacey Solomon. If you somebody watches, you're on Instagram or you're on TikTok, follow Stacey Solomon. She's hilarious. She is she's such a natural. I mean, besides the fact that she's a good singer, and people kind of forget about the fact that she was on sort of X Factor and she was a singer, she's really, just as a personality, she's so engaging. She's just, whatever that X Factor thing is, she's got it. Very, very funny. Check her out. Her and Joe, is it Joe Walsh, his name? I can't remember. And all their chicks, she's got 5 children. It's just, she just does posts, and they're brilliant. Check her out online. Stacey Solomon, she's lovely. She's just very fun. And she's just genuine. You can tell that's her personality. There is no sort of, you know, underbelly of the beast as such. Right. So this one is going out to Miss Nancy, who is going to see The Who and Squeeze at the Royal Albert Hall, which is the big place in London. Well done, Michelle.
Steeple, the laundry on the hill, billboards and the bill. my breath right quick. He ain't never seen it in a dress like this. He ain't never even been impressed like this. Probably why I got him quiet on the set like zip. Like it, love it, need it, bad. Take it, own it, steal it, fast. The boy stop playing, grab my ass.
Why you acting like you shy?
Shut it, save it, keep it, push it. Why you beating around the bush and knowing you want all this woman?
Never knock it till you die.
Yeah. All of them dating, I have you with me. All of my saying you mad committed. Really to anybody, you had them pretty. All of that body, I need out.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there's always loads to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay. Crafty Cow Markets are hosting an Easter Market and Artisan Craft Fair on Saturday the 23rd of March at Shenfield Parish Hall, which is 60 Hutton Road, Brentwood, offering new and bespoke handcrafted gifts including jewellery, soap, jams, wax melts, crystals, cakes, women's clothes and much more. Come along and support your local artisans and small businesses and pick yourself up some lovely handmade gifts that you won't find on the high street. They're supporting the Havens Hospice charity, free entry and free parking, and it's between 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, I played this song yesterday. It's by a band called Barbara. What a great name for a band. You can find them at Barbara the Band across Facebook and Instagram and possibly on TikTok as well. This is their brand new release and it's called Mein Fräulein.
Sleeping in late, waking to the sweet smelling Galois lace, breakfast in bed, offers her a glass of German wine. I'm sorry, my dear, it's a little early for me. Apologies, I'm knocking on Bavarian time.
In the evening, she told him to dance.
Isn't that fantastic? That is a band called Barbara, and that was called Mind Fraulein. Here's a brand new one from Justin Timberlake, and this is Selfish.
They saw what I saw. They were far the way I felt, but they don't know what you want. Baby, I would never tell. If they knew what I know, they would never let you go. So guess what? Time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. Guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental.
But I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
There's some nice live footage of Justin Timberlake singing, I think, Señorita, with a live band and doing it. It's actually really good. It's kind of one of those chilled out ones, you know, where they do, it all sounds really, I don't know, just, it's just all rehearsed. It's rehearsed, and we have to rehearse things like that, but it just sounds really good. I like Justin Timberlake. I used to like him when he, Woman, rock your body, that one. Please dance with me, talk to me, boy. That's about 22, 23 years older. But I love all that dancing. In my head, you see, I could do that dancing, but the reality is I can't even put sealant around a bath properly. I mean, what the... I only did one bit. I literally was there just like running my hand down the side, and it's just terrible. Just terrible. Yeah, DIY. I don't know why I just got this thing that, you know, that I want to try and do some DIY. I'm not capable. I can't do it. I mean, there's no way I'll be getting up any ladders or anything like that. I remember my dad once was doing painting, and my dad was always, you know, really good at doing DIY stuff. And this was really unfortunate. What happened is they laughed about it afterwards. Dad didn't laugh at the time, but it was up a ladder. And back in the day, you'd have, I think ladders are probably still like it now, but you've got one side with the steps and the other side with no steps. And he'd been standing up on the top part of the ladder doing the ceiling, and he turned around to come off the ladder, and he went down the side with no steps. Luckily, he was in the lounge. Yeah, not good. I mean, he did, I think he swore a bit. He didn't really swear, you know, other than that. But, yeah, and then you don't know. And then I think my mum kind of laughed because she's nervous. She, you know what it's like when something happens and you laugh? The first thing you do is you start laughing because you're nervous. Don't you laugh at me? And then they, you know, they start laughing. But my dad was so easygoing, actually, that, I think mum must have told me that. Just it has fallen off the ladder. I was like, oh, dear. Hopefully not with paint, because you imagine if you just get white paint emulsion just all over the floor. It happens, though. You know what I mean? And you just look, and it's one of those things when you look at it and you go, oh, am I going to get that off the floor? No, it's gone everywhere. Yeah. I remember once I was doing the ceiling. I was painting the ceiling at my sister's when I was about 18. I was trying to help. And I put a roller on and I taped it. And then I put it in the white paint and I did the ceiling for about 8 seconds. And I thought, wow, you know, you're doing a really good... And as I said that, the thing come off of the pole and hit me straight in the face and went in my eye.
We're gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. They say we got no future at all. They wanna keep us out, can't hold us down anymore. We're gonna ride, 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 ride till we fall. When we hit the bottom, nothing gonna stop us. Climb to the top with you. We could be the greatest ones who never made it. Yeah, I could be talking to you. They tryna hate, 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 but we won't change anything at all.
Welcome to Synth City, every Tuesday night from 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Join us for the very best electronic synth delights with your host, Rob Harvey. With fun conversation and great music, classic artists and new legends, all available on Phoenix 98 FM. So, that's Synth City with Rob Harvey on Phoenix 98 FM.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Thought we'd get a little bit of disco going on a Tuesday. What do you think? Shake. Shake your butt. I'm shaking in my chair. Just from side to side, very, very gently. Shake. Shake your butt down. Do you remember years ago? I mean, I used to be able to go, like, shake properly. And then I used to be able to sort of crouch down a little bit. About 12 years ago. Tried that now, be on the floor. I'm just waving. I've got dancer's arms, apparently. That's what I'm doing. Dancing with my arms.
Get down!
now. I'm really loving this track by Platinum Mind and Marina. Hopefully Marina is going to be a guest in the studio soon. Can't wait. This is 1974. It's how it was in those days.
Waiting for the bus, the number 16, Cricklewood Broadway to Edgware Road. I have no idea when it's coming because it's 1974, with only the bus stop timetable to give me a clue. That's how it was in those days. We just waited. If it came, it came. If it didn't, we walked. Often they came in pairs. Hold tight, please. Ding, ding. We're on our way. Wait a minute. There's a bloke running. He grabs the pole, jumps on, smiles. That's how it was in those days. Mostly, I sat upstairs. I don't know why. Once I sat downstairs, someone was rude to me. On the other hand, things happened upstairs too. Still, that's where I sat. You could smoke upstairs. That's how it was in those days. Fares, please, the conductor called as he moved around the bus. I loved the ticket machine, worn like an oversized necklace, clicking and clunking, dispensing curved tickets, all off a roll that occasionally ran out. Combined with the leather money bag, a perfect match. Change given. That's how it was in those days.
Local.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Oh, that is such a good song. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. First off, Brook Street roundabout running very nicely. No major problems heading down towards Lakeside. Got a clear run. Entry ramp partially blocked, though, due to a stalled truck on the A13 eastbound at the M25 junction 30 Lakeside Purfleet. Traffic at the moment is coping well, coming off the roundabout alongside the fast slip from the M25. So just be aware if you're heading that way. A1023 along the High Street, not too bad. A little bit busy on Garrote. Up towards Wilson's Corner, and you've also got temporary traffic signals on the A128 Ongar Road between Windsor Road and Costead Manor Road. Can't see any other problems on the roads at the moment, except for the A128, which is going through Bentley to Fox Hatch. Looks like that part of the A128 is closed, so you have to make alternative or follow the signs to get back onto the Ongar Road. So just be aware that's what's coming up on the map. Here's Lionel Richie. No, he's not actually in the studio, so I made it.
Lionel, can you get me a cup of coffee while you're outside? Okay, Michelle.
I don't know why he's got a voice like that. Okay, Michelle. That is not Lionel Richie. I was trying to do an American accent, he went wrong.
All of the city street was beating. Light from the neons turned the dark to day. We were too hot to think of sleeping.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.